of my laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Kondwane Maplanga. The headlines: Zamra prosecutes two individuals and one company for violation. President Haga Indejilema plans to introduce provincial economies. World Government Summit 2026 in Dubai focuses on the future. Zambia under 20 girls off to Kampala. And now the news in detail. The Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, in collaboration with the Zambia Police Service, has prosecuted two individuals and one company for violating the Medicines and Allied Substances Act No. 3 of 2013. ZAMRA Senior Public Relations Officer Ludovic Katontoka Mwape says the first case is unauthorized operation of health shop on 23rd March 2025 during inspections in Rufunsa District. ZAMRA, in conjunction with the Zambia Police, arrested Ms. Munisaka Tina Jendo, female aged 34 years, for operating Kindly Care Health Shop situated at Mpasha Market without a health shop permit. Mr. Mwape says on 22nd January 2026, the Lusaka Subordinate Court, presided over by Honorable Ibrahim Kamanga, convicted Ms. Jendo and sentenced her to a fine of 43,000 kwacha, or in default, 9 months simple imprisonment. He says in the second case involving illegal manufacturing and distribution of herbal medicines, ZAMRA, in collaboration with the Zambia Police, on 23rd October 2024, apprehended Mr. Howard Lungu, male aged 48 years of Chongwe District, for manufacturing and placing herbal medicines on the Zambian market without a pharmaceutical license. He further says the matter came up in the Lusaka Subordinate Court for trial and sentencing before Honorable Mungala on 20th January 2026. Mr. Lungu was convicted and sentenced to a fine of 30,000 kwacha in default, 9 months imprisonment. While in the third case, deceptive labeling and sale of expired medicines, AgriServe Zambia Limited was found guilty of deceptive labeling, selling and supplying expired medicines and allied substances. The Forum for African Educationalists in Africa, FAWEZA, is commemorating 30 years, 3 decades of unwavering commitment to advancing girls' education and promoting gender equality within Zambia's education system. Speaking at the commemoration, FAWEZA Executive Director Constant Kanchele has highlighted the significant progress the forum has made in Zambia in attaining gender parity in enrollment at grade 1 and at primary school level, with girls now demonstrating higher completion rates, improved academic performance, and increased participation in STEM fields. Mr. Kanchele has also noted the significant role the forum has played in policy influence, legislation and advocacy, highlighting their contribution to the re-entry policy which allows adolescent mothers to return to school. He has added that beyond academics, FAWEZA has invested in building safe, confident and resilient learners through safe clubs, safe spaces, boys' forums and national mentorship initiatives, such as Building Bridges programs, where more than 43,000 learners have been mentored in life skills, leadership, HIV prevention and positive masculinity.
FAWEZA has also actively contributed to the development and review of key national policies and laws, including the Education Act, national gender policies, the Anti-Gender-Based Violence Act of 2011, education and early childhood education policies, the adult literacy policy, national development plan, and the free education policy. In advancing education access, retention and completion, FAWEZA has supported tens of thousands of learners over the years. More than 86,000 scholarships and bursaries have been awarded to vulnerable girls and boys.
And one of the alumni of FAWEZA School Empowerment Program, Esther Mwanza, has explained how FAWEZA supported her through primary and tertiary school, and helped her come out of poverty.
Started sponsoring me from Kavlonga Girls because at the time my mom, who was working as a maid, could not afford to pay for my school fees in grade 12 and examination fees. So she's the one that actually went to approach Faweza. Faweza took me on from secondary school. I passed with very good grades. They were impressed, and then they took me to this house where I did my SCFL. Through those works, I've been able to achieve a lot of things. Like property-wise, I have done flats, I have cars. Basically, my life that was surrounded by poverty has been transformed immensely.
The 30th anniversary will be on the 5th of March 2026 and is being celebrated under the theme 30 Years of Advancing Women and Girls' Education and Transforming Lives. Now, President Haga Indehijilema has announced government's plans to introduce provincial economies driven by energy, emphasizing power's role in supporting key sectors like farming, manufacturing, mining, and small businesses. Speaking in a statement, Ministry of Information and Media Director spokesperson Henry Kapata says the 2024 drought prompted a shift towards solar, thermal energy and regional interconnectors to ensure energy security. He says the Continental Energy and Infrastructure Investment Forum aims to turn energy plants into working projects, driving growth across Zambia.
Zambia is hosting the Continental Energy and Infrastructure Investment Forum at a moment when the country is reshaping how it produces, manages and secures power. The forum brings together African governments, investors, developers and financiers to move energy and infrastructure projects from discussion to delivery, with a focus on power generation, transmission, diversification and financing. President Haka Indehichilema, opening the forum, made it very clear why this forum matters. The drought, he said, changed how Zambia must think about power.
In other news, the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has advised all television stations against broadcasting disturbing and distressing images. IBA Director of Corporate Communication, Ms. Katendi Wandi, says the authority has noted instances where some news bulletins have aired raw or graphic footage of accident victims, death, violence and other traumatic scenes in a manner that grossly compromises good taste and decency. Ms. Wandi says while viewer discretion warnings may be issued, these alone may be insufficient to prevent potential emotional or psychological harm, particularly to children and other vulnerable audiences. She says television stations are therefore reminded to exercise strict editorial judgment by avoiding graphic images, intense violence or explicit content, avoiding repetitive, distressing footage and protecting the privacy and dignity of victims. Now, two workers have been beaten to death in Mukushi District, Central Province, allegedly by a farm owner in Wutempa community. Chief Shaiwila of the Lala speaking people has called for justice over the matter, stressing that residents are eager to see the unnamed farmer owner placed in police custody. He has urged farm owners in his chiefdom to desist from taking the law into their own hands and appealed to government authorities to ensure that farmers who assault their workers are brought to book. He has emphasized that if the law does not take its course, he would repossess the farm and send the owner back to his place of origin. You're still listening to One Love Radio's main news. We now take a short break.
The information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and surf mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualifications, National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.com.